the majority of the signatories have come from residents of the Ballycolman themselves who stood in solidarity with their neighbours, you know, to support them in their hour of need when they were so adversely affected by the repeated flooding and further threat of future flooding in the area. So now our MLA, Melissa McHugh, is now making arrangements to present the DFI minister with the petition. And, you know, that will no doubt give the strength of the feeling in the area and the frustration in the area due to the no action to address the underlying structural problems that are long overdue in this area, so that flooding like this will not be repeated and it won't happen to these houses. These houses have been adversely affected over the course of the past number of years every time there's heavy rain or flash flooding in the area.
And are you hopeful now that the minister will put something in place to fix these underlying structural problems?
The minister has a report in her desk, you know, that addresses the need of what the underlying structural problems are. So we want her to address the report and to put measures in place that will action what needs to be done to prevent future flooding in the Ballycolman.